Good morning. For those of you who haven't met me, my name is Kate, and I'm the Dean of the Cathedral in Jacksonville, Florida. Many years ago, right as I was graduating from seminary, my husband and I went to Israel, and we actually walked from Jerusalem to the little town of Bethany where this gospel took place. It's a pleasant walk downhill, not too far. Whenever Jesus went to Jerusalem, he liked to stay in Bethany with his friends, Mary, her sister Martha, and their brother Lazarus. You remember Lazarus, who was raised from the dead by Jesus later on. I think that this home where these siblings lived was about as close to a home as Jesus had, and he would frequently stay with them. Back in those days, though, there was no way to announce he was coming. He couldn't call on the cell phone or send them an email. So in this gospel, he just sort of shows up at the door, and Martha greets him. Jesus has a few of his disciples with him as well, so all of a sudden, Martha has to play hostess to a group of dirty, tired, hungry men. Those of you who've played hostess before know that causes some stress, right? I like to tell people, I don't mind preaching in front of thousands, but if I had to cook for 12 people, I think I'd have a nervous breakdown. Martha is a busybody, and she gets started immediately preparing whatever food she had, making sure that there's wine and anything else that they might need, and Jesus goes and sits down. Meanwhile, Martha's sister Mary kneels down at Jesus' feet and just stares at him adoringly and listens to his every word. Well, those of you who have lived in families know that there's often one of you who does a lot of the work and often will give hints that they want help, right? I'm the one. I have a great poor me attitude. So I imagine that Martha did what I would do, which is to sort of start by just sighing, oh, as she's doing the dishes. And then after that, maybe she went on to make a little guilt trip comment. I'm very good at those. Like, wow, this is a lot of work. Or maybe she walked by and gave her sister the hairy eyeball. You know that? When you glare at someone saying, aren't you going to help me? You can just imagine Martha sort of going about doing her busyness, cleaning, cooking, fixing, and getting more and more angry at her sister. Until finally, she can't hold it back anymore. The hints are over. And she blurts out to Jesus in a very childish way. Because most of us in our households, when we fight, it's about childish stuff, right? Who has the remote control? Who's done the dishes, right? So Martha blurts out to the Son of God, my sister isn't helping me. Tell her to help me. It's a great triangle, isn't it? So very healthy of her. Jesus is very patient with Martha when he addresses her. And the first thing he says is just her name to calm her down. Martha, Martha. You are anxious and troubled about many things. You are anxious and troubled about many things. But only one thing is needed. A couple of days ago, I went out to lunch with some people who live on this island year-round. I was sitting across the table from a wonderful woman, and I said, how is it that you live on this beautiful island? It must be like living in paradise. And she said, well, when you first move here, it is. It's so beautiful. But then you start getting worried about painting your fence and fixing your house and Skyping with work at home and sending emails back and forth. And you begin to get busier and busier, and then you realize that you've just spent a few months here and you haven't noticed the beauty. She said that's the greatest temptation to the people that live on this island as we forget where we are. My husband and I were swimming in the ocean at Gouverneur, and he asked me a very good question. He was remembering how in 1993, when we first came here to St. Bart's, we had no cell phone, we had no email, there was no way for anyone to reach us, and he asked me, if you could go back to that time, would you? And I thought to myself, I would. You know, technology is turning us all into Marthas, because our front door is right at our eyeballs now, isn't it? My husband is Skyping clients at home. I'm emailing back and forth to work. Our son is calling us at night on the cell phone. It's as if we can never get away from the busyness. Martha, Martha, Jesus says, you're anxious and troubled about many things. Many, many things are going to call our attention. And they're going to say, you have to deal with this now. This is a mess. Clean up this mess. Look at your inbox. It's all full of emails. You have to deal with that right now. All of us have that feeling that Martha felt about being overwhelmed by all the things that need to do. But we need to listen to what Jesus said to her. He said, there is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the good portion, and it will not be taken away from her. You see, inside of all of our minds, we have both Mary and Martha, and they're in a tug of war. When you sit down to pray and spend time alone with God, your Martha is going to give you guilt trips and hairy eyeballs and sighs and remind you of the mess of your house or the things that you need to do at work or the relationships that haven't had anything reconciled or whatever it is. I'm amazed by what my mind comes up with when I sit down quietly to pray with God. It is amazing. And what happens is that your Martha always tells you that it's urgent, urgent, urgent. That the laundry is more important than your time with God. But Jesus says that what Mary does is the good portion. It is the right thing, and it won't be taken away from her. You see, this busyness that we live with, this life that we lead, is like the waves of the ocean. We have wonderful times and horrible times and difficult times and good times. And we always think we're about to get everything just right. But the truth is that none of this will last. Not the work that you're doing, not the emails that you're sending, not even the relationships that you work so hard on here. There is only one thing that will last forever, and that is your relationship with God. Mary has chosen the good portion, and it will not be taken away from her. Her relationship with God is the most important and only permanent and eternal thing in her life. And she was willing to sit down and let everything else fall apart while she adored God. If we're going to be even a little bit like Mary every day, if we're going to carve out that time to be with God, we are going to have to battle all of the distraction. There's a new phrase called unplugging, right? We need to learn it. Unplug, even if it's just for an hour. And all of the feelings that you're failing or that everything's falling apart around you will come at you. Just let them go. Remember Jesus saying, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and distracted by many things. One thing is needed. You know, I have a terrible long-term memory. My husband, JD, can tell you. I can't remember what we've done or where we've been. It's very odd. My long-term memory is very weak. But I have this strange and vivid recollection of every place where I've really prayed. In every home we've owned, there was always a little space that I carved out to sit with God. I remember that place with such accuracy, how it smelled, how it felt, what it looked like. I remember the chapels and the churches where I've prayed. It's as if something was more awake inside me, and it cannot be taken away. As you spend your time on this island, whether it's just for a few days or for years, I hope that you will take a portion of your day, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, and become Mary. Let your mind, like Martha, run all around, but let it go. Tell it it's anxious and troubled, but it's okay, that you're doing the right thing, the most important thing, the one thing that cannot be taken away from you. Amen.